presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Jungle Jim, hiding in his jungle lair, heard cries of human agony. Upon investigation, they proved to come from one of Thorson's guards who deserted the service of the tyrant. His punishment consisted of a lashing and being tied to a stake to die of hunger and thirst in the brilliant tropical sun. Jim's pity was aroused to the extent that he risked his very life to successfully rescue the native named Bobo from certain death. In the meantime, Thorson and Captain Kiesel, commander of the hostile submarine, were still celebrating their victory over the U.S. Naval Patrol when a chance radio news bulletin brought them word that a pair of survivors had been rescued by the U.S. Navy from a ship that they both believed had been sunk with no survivors. During this time, Jungle Jim has made good his escape and is questioning the native guard to get more information about the secrets of Thorson's Island.
Want more water, Bobo?
No, Master. Bobo feel good now. Please, what is Master's name?
Jungle Jim Bradley. You just call me Jim.
I will call you Master Jim.
Okay, Bobo. Now let's get down to cases. Who runs this island?
Big Tom, the overseer. He run everyone.
But he must have master, too. Is Thorson the big boss?
Yes. Big Tom, boss of guards. But Bull Thorson, he biggest master of all. He give order to everyone.
Who gave you the beating with the whip?
That be boss Tom. He bad man, Master Jim.
He's that all right. But why did he beat you?
Bobo want to leave. Go home to own island. 3 days, that way.
Oh, you don't belong here?
No. No, Master Jim. Leave island south. 3 days, 2 nights.
Well, how did you get up here? Why do you work for a fellow like Thorson?
Long time ago, men from my island come here, trade for pearl. Thorson, he ask my chief for men to work.
Yeah?
Thorson say, men get gun, much clothes, axe, 1 piece of gold to be soldier guard. He say, I can keep gun. Go home after 6 moon. I come here. Stay 6 moon. Then want to go home. Thorson say, no. He lie, so I take boat. But I not get away. Big Tom find me. Bring back. Beat me. Tie up. Die like animal in sun. No food. No drink.
I see. I don't suppose you have much love for either Big Tom or Bull Thorson.
I kill both without gun someday when I get chance.
So would I, Bobo. But you know plenty about both of those guys. How would you like to help me get even with them? They're both enemies of mine, too.
I'd do anything to harm those fellow, Master Jim.
Do you know anything about the United States, Bobo?
Yes. Yes, I know United States. There, Indian have free land, have great white father.
Well, Bull Thorson and Big Tom are plotting against the United States, helping our enemies.
You be United States, Master Jim?
You bet I am.
Then I be United States, too. You own my life, Master. It not belong to me. You save it, it be yours.
Now we're getting places, Bobo. Tell me, what does Thorson do on this island?
He make Indian drill all day long. March all time, learn to shoot gun. Since Bobo be little boy, can hit smallest bird with blowpipe and dart. Boss Tom teach to do same thing with gun. Now I do very well.
Well, unless I miss my guess, we'll both get a chance to take a couple of pot shots at those fellows yet, Bobo. How many guards are on the island?
Many, maybe 300. All have gun. Know how to shoot very good.
Well, We've got to keep out of their way.
Bobo know how, Master Jim. Bobo come this island many time, long before Thorson. Bobo know every way through bush. Some places Thorson and Big Tom never see.
Why, oh boy, this is my lucky day finding you, Bobo.
Be lucky for Bobo too.
Now, what do you know about the big house where Thorson lives?
Know all house, every place. Bobo was house guard for 6 months.
Where does the elevator from his study lead to?
Oh, go down through rock, long way to water cave under house.
That's the only way into the cabin?
Only way from island. But submarine can come in from ocean. No one ever find.
Holy mackerel. An underwater passage to an underground lake.
Mm.
How big is it, Bobo?
You see lagoon on south end of island?
Yes, I've investigated that.
Cave be twice so big as that.
Why there be room enough for a dozen submarines in such a place?
Mm.
How many entrances are there from the ocean, Bobo?
Thorson only know one. Bobo know two more.
Big enough for submarines?
Oh, one maybe big enough. Other only big enough for man.
What about the tides?
Oh, make no difference. Roof of cave be so high.
No wonder Colonel Cripps couldn't get a line on the hideout of the secret submarines. Boy, I've never heard of a more clever scheme. The authorities didn't even dream of its existence.
Tonight, I take you there, you see.
Well, why not right now? Time is important, Bobo.
No. Must go at night, Master Jim. Have to climb many rock out to big cliff. Guard be all around. See us in daytime.
Well, you're sure there's no other tunnel or something like one that we've used to get in there directly from the island?
No, Master. Only can swim. You swim good?
Yeah, okay, I guess.
Must to swim very strong. But Bobo take you even if you don't swim good.
Oh, thanks, Bobo. Well, so long as we have to wait for nighttime, we might as well rest. We'll probably need it.
While Jim and Bobo are getting acquainted and plotting their next move, Thorson and Sasha are discussing the report that the naval authorities have two survivors from the tanker sunk by Captain Kiesel's submarine. Also the fact that the survivors were able to place the sinking so close to Thorson's island.
Now, Bull, there's no use going to pieces and acting like a bear with a bee in his ear. The damage is done and nothing you can say will undo it. That's that.
I know it, but why should I be afflicted with such dunderheads? Some of my native gods have more instinct for doing the right thing at the right time than all the training in the world can cram into the thick skulls of these sub-commanders.
Well, you can call them names from now until Christmas. But the fact still remains that the Navy has the position of the sinking of that tanker right in our backyard. And what are you doing to protect us?
Now you're asking unanswerable questions.
Well, someone has to ask them. And furthermore, Bull Thorson, someone has to find an answer.
All right, Miss Inquiring Reporter. Suppose you try figuring out an answer.
Well, the first thing I would do, Bull, is get that sub out of here. And get it out fast.
Now, wouldn't that be smart?
Sure.
Why, you wouldn't get 50 miles away from here before that patrol would have him cornered and sink him like a log.
That's just exactly the way I figure it, Bull.
What are you getting at?
Let's look at another possibility. Suppose... Now, remember, I'm just supposing. Suppose one of the naval patrols decides to land here, and they do a little snooping around. And suppose some more that they were to find a nice, fresh submarine in that harbor under the house. Then what?
They'd never do that. It's illegal, I tell you. They can't do it.
I know it's illegal, but suppose they did. I still ask the same question. Then what?
Hey, golly, Sasha, it is a possibility. Suppose they did. Our goose would be cooked. The whole scheme would blow up in our faces like a balloon. Not only the sub would be lost, but we would, both of us.
And then if we escaped a firing squad, we'd be an awful lot older when we'd finally get out of an American jail.
Yes. It's the only way out, Sasha. The only way. Get Captain Kiesel on the phone. Have him report here at once.
Get Captain Kiesel for me and hurry.
Come in.
You asked for me, Torsen?
Why, yes. Glad to see you, Captain Kiesel.
Well, I am happy to see you again. My apologies for our little misunderstanding.
Oh, don't mention it, Captain. We're both excited. Time clears up all such things. Besides, I'm too busy to harbor ill feelings.
And I am grateful, Torsen. Now, did you want to discuss some things with me?
Yes. Orders just came in for you to clear the island at once and get started as soon as possible on a new assignment.
I don't understand. My orders always come direct from headquarters. And we received no word from them up to the time I left my vessel 5 minutes ago.
No. Well, this is just as good as an order from headquarters. You will arrange to leave at once.
That will not be possible, Torsen.
What do you mean, not possible? I give the orders around here.
And I give the orders aboard my ship. I must communicate with headquarters before I do anything.
With or without the consent of headquarters, you're leaving here at once.
What about that naval patrol? They would catch us in no time.
It wouldn't be much of a trick for you to get away from them.
It would be impossible to get away, and you know that. You are deliberately exposing my ship and my crew to certain death.
Now, now, now. Captain, you're taking a very pessimistic view of the situation.
Is that so?
You have deep water to protect you. Say you slip out of here tonight. Before morning, you'll be well on your way to safety.
You are a cold, calculating murderer, Torsen. And I refuse to go.
Well, what are you going to do, Bull? Let him defy you like that?
Well, I thought I could fool him into believing that such a message came from headquarters.
I'll say one thing about that guy. He don't bluff easy.
Neither do I, Sasha.
Listen, Bull. Listen, do you hear that? That's no bluff either. They're not mail planes. They might be the sound of doom for you and me if you don't get rid of that submarine. Come here, Bull. Come here and look at them. A dozen planes. And every one of them with eyes only for a submarine that you're hiding. Well, you can either get rid of it or you're getting rid of me and pronto, too.
Well, you can't leave me, Sasha. I need you.
Yeah. Well, I need my freedom and my health, too. And I don't like the Navy.
Sasha, I'm going downstairs and get rid of that sub and its commander if it's the last thing I do.
Will Thorson be able to rid himself of the submarine before his secret is discovered? What bearing will the information Bobo gave Jim have on the final result? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land, like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.